journey through the Sugis of Yagla Yavor. And we're finally moving outside of Sanhedrin, discussing other applications of Yagla Yavor beyond the three, the big three. We discussed again the big three is Betina and Hestia, Shashmad, all Mrs. Kalas. But the big three are really more expansive than you would have thought. And the famous one is discussed, B'Kveig already in our Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, refers us to Gemara and Tosas and Sota Daf Yud. Before I read that, it's important you have a little somewhat of a background, not necessary, but the Gemara in Bab Metzia and Perek HaZohav, Daf Nun Chesam and Beis through Nun Tesam and Aleph. Gemara tells us a scary idea that Kol HaYardim LeGehenim Olam, everyone who goes to Gehenim, come up, Chutz Mi Shloshi Shiyardim, three that go down Ve'enol, don't come up. Ve'eluhein, Habal Eishesish, adultery, Ha'malbin Pnei Chaveru B'Rabim, embarrassing a friend in public, Ve'amechan Hashem Rol Chaveru, giving someone a bad name. And Mark goes on to explain how do you know each of these are true. And Mark famously brings, for our case, so we're more interested right now in Ha'malbin Pnei Chaveru B'Rabim, that's learned from the story of Yehuda and Tamar. That Noach lo la'odom shiyapil atzmo l'chivshon ha'esh v'al yabim p'nei chaver b'rabim. Tamar knew, of course, Yehuda was the one who impregnated her. And they found that Tamar was pregnant. They're ready to get her burned, Srefa. Why Srefa? Some say because she was a Bas Kohen, Srefa. Some say it wasn't relevant. Dalad Mises didn't exist at that point. And Tamar could have easily have said she knew it was Yehuda. She could have said it was Yehuda. But she didn't want to be the one responsible for embarrassing Yehuda. So it's preferable to get burned and killed, save her life, than to embarrass someone in public. And then she says, whoever has these items, the ring, are the one who whose father this child. And Yehuda admitted, Tad Kalimene, she was greater than I. So her actions seem to indicate that it's better to get killed than to embarrass someone in public. Gavar and Soda Dav Yudam and Beis also says this line. And here's very interesting the Tosfos. Tosfos writes on top, Noach lo adam shiapil's atmel to chivshon sheish. Just like which Gemara and Bamatsir Daf Nun Ches tells us. So he says, well, if that's really true, that it's as if, well, the Gemara, we should also write, see the Gemara here. The Gemara says, where did that line go? Was it here? I thought the Gemara had a line about it was comparable to Shvichas Dama, maybe. Was it not here? Did I miss it? Bamati mentioned it also? Okay, fine. So Bamati also compared it to Shvichas Dama. So if that's the case, one should give up their life to embarrass someone. So it's comparable to Shvichas Damim. So shouldn't that be in the list? Shouldn't it really be four averos that person should give their life up then to violate? It should be Gerayos, Shvichas Damim, Vodazara, and now Malbim Pnei Chaver Rabim. Why is it not on the list? So Tosis writes that which is not on the list in Gemara Pesachim and also Gemara Sanhedrin Mishum Devodos Halbana Averos Halbanas upon him Eina Mufreshes Betara Velo Naket El Averos and Mufreshes.
There's no explicit source for embarrassing someone in public. And the list of Avodah Zarah, Shvichas Damim, and Gerayos are only those Averos that were explicitly listed. Although it's bad, and although one should give a life up, it wasn't on the list for a technical reason, but it should be on the list. Who agrees to the Rabbeinu Yonah, yet are you?
I have a question. Can you tell us something about learning from Dalvist?
Yeah. He quotes the second thing also. Yeah, I wasn't following the Gemara there so much, what he meant in that case. But there too, if you look at the Gemara, Bava and Sinan Tetzah discusses David a little bit.
So which is the primary source that we're learning about, Tamar or David?
I think it's Pashid that it's from Tamar. I think just elaborating that it's better for a person, this is a different point, it's better for a person to be Yuval, Suffolk, Ish, than to embarrass someone in public. That's another idea how bad it is. So who says similar to Tosos, yet slightly different? You may not have picked up on the difference. You would probably group them together. Nope, that person should give their life up. That this should. Tosa says you should, for sure. No, he just wants to, he says, well, now that the Sums didn't say this all explicitly, but it's, I think, clear, a person should give a life up. But if he should give his life up, why is it not on the list? It's not on the list for a technical reason, because it's not Mufurish B'Krah, but the halacha is still true. You're still supposed to give your life up. So who agrees to Tosas in that regard? You put the Rabbeinu Yonah back, Shari Tshuva? Do you have Shari Tshuva, John? So, okay, sorry. Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy. Okay, so the Shari Tshuva, which again is a wonderful, wonderful sefer, written by Rabbeinu Yonah. I used to try going through it Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. I've gotten a little lazy the past few years. It was a different type of Musar Sefer. It was written by Rabbeinu Yonah in response to his reactions to the Rambam, the famous story, Rabbeinu Yonah Rambam. Many were very against the Rambam when his Yad Chazaka came out. Rambam claimed that this should really replace Talmud Bavli. And other issues also didn't quit. The sources, people were very unhappy with the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yonah was one of the leaders, if not the one leading against it, and burning the Rambam. So it took fire, and the Rambam was in the fire. Very, very strongly against it. And then sometime after, I don't know the exact dates and the exact history to it, the Christians began burning the Bavli, Talmud Bavli. And Rabbeinu Yonah realized it was what he did caused the Christians to start doing it. He was mechadesh this idea, I guess, of burning the Svarim, and they followed suit and took the Gemaras and started burning them. He realized what he did was wrong, and he wrote the Shari Tshuva as his own form of tshuva to what he had done to the Rambam. So he goes through a number of Shari, a number of gates, discussing, he's really listing different averos. It's and just knowing how bad things are. It's a good Musar Sefer. It's not like Mesias Shem, like ripping into you and like really, really working yourself, but it just goes through, you realize how many mitzvahs and averos there are out there. And it's a very good and easy read. So in Shar Gimel, Kuf, Os Kuf Lamates, he says, V'hinei avak haratzicha, a extension of Ritzicha, Habanas Panim, embarrassing someone. Why is it called Habanas Panim? Ki Funim Yechavaru Venasmar Ha'aldam. I think my daughter came home last week. Yeah, this Shabbos, so they learned this. It's the Mishnah Avos. Also, so this is the Mishnah Avos they picked for the week her to learn in Venosis Yaakov this past week. So my wife asked her, so why is it called Malbinis Pnei Chaver? Why is it called Malbin in Strange Lesson? She's only in second grade. We don't expect her to know Hebrew all the words. But she didn't know, so he said, no, from the, what's the shorish? So she said, Lamed Beis Nun. I mean, why? So why is that the word used? So she said, oh, because your face turns white when you embarrass someone. So that's what he's explaining. The Nas Mar Ha'adam, the blood, the red, rushes away from the face, and then you're all white and pale. The Doma El Ritzicha, and that's why it's comparable to murder. You remove the blood from the person's face. Shvichas Damim. That's how he explains it. Quotes the Gemara in Bamitzia. And therefore, he says, therefore a person should yara gvul yirta. A person should give their life up to avoid embarrassing someone in public. Okay, so this sounds very much like Tosos, right? It takes it seriously. Comment is taken literally that you're supposed to throw yourself in the fire than to embarrass someone in public. There is a slight difference, though. What's the difference? Anyone pick up on the difference? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, is it on the list or is it not on the list? It's on the list. It's part of Ritzicha. It's Avek River. It's Avek. No, Avek River. It's Avek Ritzicha. According to the Tosos, no, it's a completely different category. It has nothing to do with Ritzicha. It's comparable to Ritzicha in that you both have to give your life up for it. But it's not Ritzicha. It's the fourth category. So, fundamentally, it's very interesting and they're different. What an Afkamina is, I'm not quite sure. One of the footnote in B'chol Nafshecha wants to just create a Nafkamina. I don't remember what it was, but there's a slight difference between whether it's really Mamash Ritzicha or not. Now, the Meiri, on the other hand, the Meiri in Brachos, and he also writes this in Sota, He says this is just sachas ba'amlet. It's not to be taken literally. You find oftentimes in Shas, the Gemara is compared, this is so bad to this, this is so bad to this. For example, Gemara in Erechim, Tezvav Amar Beis, goes at length discussing how bad Lashon Hara is. Oh, beautiful. I didn't even put those in my Maamar Kamos yet. It was on my Maamar Kamos, which I updated. But, exactly. So, Jeremy told us what it said. Among many other things, it says how bad Lashon Hara is. A whole daf dedicated to Lashon Hara, how bad it is. It's so fascinating, by the way. Lashon Hara, there's only one daf of Gemara that discusses it. There's one parak in the round which discusses very, very minimally. Yeah, there's so much to be said about it. So, yes, the Gemara in Erechim says that it's Ki'ilu. When it speaks Lashon Hara, Ki'ilu, Odeva Zara, Ki'ilu, Shevach Adam, Ki'ilu, Gilei Ra'as. So, L'chora, if someone is forced to say Lashon Hara, it's better to give your life up. So the Rivash, Shuvas Rivash, one of these shonim, Chelik Alf Simin Kuf Ayin Alf. Dibur Maschil Masha Amrus Hagonim. Talking about a different case, but saying how someone who's over in Haramim and Shuvah, someone who's over on Nidarm, those type of things, it's comparable to Ovid Azara, Ovid Avodah Zara. Says that they don't really mean, when they make the comparison to Ovid Avodah Zara, it doesn't really mean it. Oftentimes, Chazal, they exaggerate, they embellish just to get a point, just to show how bad the Aver is. They don't really mean it literally. Say that it's just like the Gemara in Erechin, called Mesaper Lashon Hara Magdil Avonos Keneged Shlosh Averos. So too, the Gemara in Nedarim, very, very, actually a big fan of this Gemara, it's an interesting sugya of Bikur Cholim comes in Nedarim. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in the Dharm Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Yotz Rabbi Kiva Vadarsh. Rabbi Kiva went out and is darshing the following: Kol Sheinu Mevakir Sechola. Someone who does not visit the sick, Ki'ilu Shofech Damen. As if you killed him. Gemara also says that if you're Ben Zug, if you have the same mazel with Yosef and Yitzchak, as a fast, Yosef and Yaakov. Yaakov was sick in Vayechi, and Yosef went to visit him. So Gemara in Bamitzia says, well, Gemara in Bamitzia in general says that if you have the same mazel, then you take 1/60th of his sickness away. Gemara says, so have 60 people of his mazel go visit him. He'll be 1/60th of whatever's left. So it brings it down to 59. So 1/60th of 59 is really less than 1. It's 158.1, whatever it is. So the Gemara has a fascinating gematria on Yosef and Yaakov right in the beginning of Vayechi. Yeah, for sure. It will definitely be helpful. Okay, every time I always forget the initial place it's found. But where was that? Okay. So at the end of Rishon of Cohen that we read during the week, it says Yosef went in to visit him. But Yoma Hishavali Vishavalo, swear to me you're gonna bury me in Israel. By Shachu Yisrael Arosh Hamita. And Yisrael Yaakov bowed on the Rosh Hamita. What's Hamita? Gematria of Hamita is 59. But when Yosef entered in, his sickness went down to 59%. 59 of the 60. That was a dig. I think there's a word earlier. I think the word is Hena, which is 60. I don't know why I can't find this. Maybe it's in the previous. Oh, no, here we go. Here, this is better. Okay. Later. Levi, right? Levi. This is more Maduk. He wasn't sick yet, so that doesn't make sense what I said. After those words, they said to Yosef, Hine, 60, your father's sick. Okay? So it was told to Yaakov, here's your son Yosef. So got stronger. He sat on his mita. Yosef Maj walked in, he got stronger, he got better, because he went to Hamita. The Gematria Hamita is 59. Went from Hena 60 to 59. So this is the Diak, this is the Gematria that Yosef says. The same mazel, yeah. They may have been born the same month, around the same time period. Anyways, so it comes to out of all this, Rivash tells us oftentimes the Gemara is the Chomer Hiflag B'Dvarov. They exaggerate, they embellish in order to get a point across. So here too also, writes the Meiri, this would be another example. The Gemara says better to a person to jump in the Kibshin Sha'esh than to embarrass one. It doesn't really mean to give your life up for embarrassing. So he's trying to get a point across how bad the Aver is. Yeah, Mayor. What he brought a case? What was the case he brought?
Yochanan said that if you steal a pruta from someone, it's like
Ah, right. Yeah, exactly. So that too, Rosh Hashanah says, you steal a person, it's like take his nefesh? Not really. So we don't take those lines literally. He also has an interesting line, I think where Leewitz gave a shir on this the other day, that we don't learn from Agat to Gemaras. We don't learn halacha from Agat to Gemaras. He has this line here.
So that, but it was an
Agat to Gemaras. Right. So, I don't know where Leewitz gave a very interesting, it's a very interesting topic. And last week he was doing this. I remember in the Cat's Cold of Shechter. So we would have every 10 blot we'd have a bechina. So 4 bechinas a year, 40 blot we learn. And every Gemara there's going to be some agata, some more than others. Without fail, every bechina he gave, he always asked halacha question from the agatas. And I may have mentioned this in the past also. The Gemara Sanhedrin, he wants to ask us about. We were learning Sanhedrin in my first year in the Kolo. And at the end of the Arba Misas, the story of Rav Elazar, who was a menuda. They put him into Chayr, Rav Elazar. And they went to visit him, ask him some questions. You may as well get it out.
When he's saying we don't learn halakha from Agada, wasn't he referring to the story with Tamar?
I think it's not referring to what the Meiri was working off of. Where is that Gemara? Hold on. There's the end of Nigmar Din. So I want to say Nigmar Din. I can't find the exact Gemara. Either way, they went to Rabbi Elazar and he was wearing tefillin. And they asked him a question. And so he said, why do you know from here? That how do you know from, again he over 10 blot, so how do you know from the Gemara Sanhedrin somewhere you don't know where that a menuda is allowed to wear tefillin? We didn't know what he was talking about. Menuda is someone who gets excommunicated, but we didn't have any clue what he was talking about. So there's a Gemara in Moed Katan which has a suffix afterwards. I've seen it since then. Gemara Moed Katan has a suffix whether or not a menuda is allowed to wear tefillin. Avel, Gemara asks right in the beginning of the third paragraph of Moed Katan of an Avel, Metzora, and Menuda, all the different cases. Are they allowed to wear Niyah Sandal, Tasha Shemita, Rechitza, all these things, but those three halachas of Avel, Metzora, and Menuda. And Gemara wants to know, can a Menuda wear tefillin or not? Gemara doesn't know, it's a teku. So I think if Tos was there, points to the Gemara Sanhedrin, this story of Rav Elazar, who was a Menuda, yet he wore tefillin. We could see from Rav Elazar, you're allowed to wear tefillin. That was a whole Agata Gemara story. No one like focused on. So I remember that so clearly because that was my first Bechina, I think, with him. And like, so why would he ask from Agata? So he's trying to teach you a point. Even from Agata, there are halachas you can learn. So you have to figure out what exactly is considered Agata. What exactly is halacha from Agata? Like the statement of Kilu Shofech Domim, that's like an Agata statement. There are Agata stories that you could learn halachas, from just apparent things that happen. Anyway, so that's an interesting discussion, yeah.
Also, Elisha
Barkin. Oh, that Gemara also. So, which halacha would you learn from him, though? Right. So, that was a clear, that was a story. The Gemara was learning halacha. You can learn halacha from stories, but the stories are different than Agata Gemaras. Like, when the Gemara says, call him the Saper, Lashon Hara, Kilo, Bidavazar, that's like an Agatic statement. It's not based on halacha. It's not. So the story of Rabbi Elazar, it was like I call it Agata because it was like a story. But the Gemara's intention wasn't trying to learn halacha from it. But you always have to have your be sensitive to all the issues. Always know everything to know what to pick up. Whatever. It's an interesting topic. So in terms of halacha, how we pass. Oh, so sorry. Also, there's a Rambam. So in terms of the general issue of embarrassing someone in public. So right now we have the Tosfos who says it really should be on the list. And we have, it's a separate category. We have the Shari Tshuva, which writes, it's part of a Tzicha, you should also give your life up. The Meiri, on the other hand, says one should not. The Rambam should have got one. The Rambam says here mitzvahs in Mitzvahs Losa, say L'shin Gimel. Shin Gimel, he's talking about tochacha, when you give rebuke to someone. And when you give the rebuke to someone, that's where he incorporates the halacha of not to embarrass someone in public. When giving rebuke, make sure not to embarrass someone in public. So it seems to be an offshoot of the mitzvah of hochiach tochiach, of giving rebuke. And not necessarily under the ritzicha, not necessarily part of the category of the Rambam. Like the Tosfos. I mean, it seems to Rambam that one would not have to give the life up for embarrassing someone in public. Embarrassing someone in public falls under the category of hochiach tochiach, and there's no idea of giving your life up for rebuke. That's what some of the Achronim point out. The Sefer Achinuch also, in the mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, is there a Rav Asher has a discussion here on this? Shin Lamed Ches talked to the Isser of Shlola Honos Echad Yisrael B'Devarim. Onas Devarim. Ona, there are different types of Ona. Ona in terms of a sale, you can't overcharge or undercharge. Ona's Devarim is also giving pain, speaking not nicely to people. So. Very good.
Thanks.
The Gemara in Eo, the Pasuk in Eo. I don't remember, but it's the same
daf that we were
doing. Oh, yeah, today was?
Yeah,
oh, sorry, I remember that. I think you're right. This is I gave a shiur last year on. Oh, very good, right there. So in this context, somewhere we also learn halacha from the friends of Eov. I gave the shiur last year on Eov on Tisha B'Av, and this is an important gemara here. Yeah, right here. We learn from Eov about Onas Devarim. Okay. Anyways.
Giving thanks, is that Onas Devarim?
Giving thanks, no. That's a positive thing. Onas Devarim is negative. Saying bad things about people. To people, it says, oh, you're gay. Remember what you used to do before you were Jewish? Or you're Baal Tshuva. Remember what you used to do before you were religious? That's Onas Devarim. In that Onas Devarim, in this whole discussion, the Sefer Chinuch includes the issue of embarrassing someone in public. So you see, according to the Sefer Chinuch, you see, according to the Rambam, embarrassing in public is not included under the rubric of murder, Shichas Damim. And Rav Asher Weiss wants to say that they would agree with, more in line with the Meiri, that it's not a real serious din of having to give your life up for embarrassing someone in public. So we have two opposite extremes, of course. Okay, different permutations within, different nuances. That's the basic range. Now, the Minchas Shlomo sums things up for us and tells us the halacha what one should do in such a circumstance. So this family in the Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simin Zayin, Anaf Hei, there's like a number of different like breakdowns here. He quotes the basic machlokas. First, he quotes the Pri-Chadash. Again, it seems to be a Tosfos also, but Pri-Chadash, and there's a Tosfos about this, and a Shari Tshuva, that one should give the life up. Then he quotes, on the other hand, the Meiri that says one should not. It says really, the Meiri is really a Yachid, and we also don't learn from Divya Gada. And he gives other examples, like Mary said. And therefore, one should really give the life up instead of embarrassing someone in public. That first of all shows you hopefully no one will ever be in a position, but next time you want to embarrass someone in public, then you should really think twice before doing so to see how bad and fair it is. Now, the Pnei Yeshua, he quotes in the Pnei Yeshua, I didn't see it so clear, but I guess that's how he understood the Pnei Yeshua in the Bar Metzia. Shlomo Zalman thought, the Pnei Yeshua thought he was unclear whether or not there's a real chiv, give your life up, like the other Gimel Averis. Oh no, it's a notch down, there's no chiv, but there's a heter. So, some people think in general one's allowed to give a life up for avoiding to do averus. But let's say according to the Rambam, who says a person cannot give a life up if they choose to, mischayv benafsha if he does. So maybe this case, the Rambam would agree this would be a heter according to the Ben Yeshua, and one would be allowed to. Now, in terms of the discussion, what would the Meiri say?
He wouldn't say there's a
Meiri said for sure not, right? For sure not. Right, for sure. So there are three basic approaches. Either it is a chiv, either it's aser, or it's mutter. Malam Pirab. Chaver Barabim? No. So Bam Kasha though. What's the halacha? What's Malam Pne Chaver Barabim?
What do they do with the Pasuk of Tamar?
What do you mean?
How do they explain that?
Oh, no, so some say it's Lifnimishur Sadin she did. She didn't have to. Lifnimishur Sadin. She were above and beyond the letter of the law. She didn't have to. But she chose to. She wasn't allowed to.
So everyone has to say that. Even the Rambam has to say that.
So he's saying others who might indicate it's usher, so they may explain that was pre-Matan Torah. You can't learn from there. Just throw it out that way. So, right. So what's this case of embarrassing someone? Tell me the basic. What's the basic details of such a case? One would be in that we're talking about.
Make someone's face white.
Okay. Fine.
In public in front of 10 people.
Uh-huh, okay. So what's the big question?
A few questions. One, is that person considered a roadie so someone can kill him?
Very, yeah, very good question. We're not going to get into that. That is a very good question. Rosh Hashanah goes on to explain that idea. He says, Pasha, he's not a roadie. Okay.
And then another thing is, does he have, could he kill himself to save, could someone kill himself to save himself and embarrass someone else?
I don't think anyone allowed to kill himself, but that's not where it's going.
Oh, someone points a gun at your head and says, embarrass this guy, do you need to die for it?
But that's the question we're talking about now.
Yeah, but talking about killing
himself. He does mention it, maybe you're right. Okay. So, what's the issue? You say, just say the issue to me. Yeah, what issue are we talking about? Okay, Rabin. What's Rabin?
People.
Hey, what's Farasia? What's the din of Farasia? Yeah? What's the din, though?
Din is
of only Shashma.
No.
Why not?
It's Yagliyavu.
In which cases?
Mitzvah. So this is for sure Mitzvah.
What's the question?
And say, this for sure be.
What's the whole discussion? If we say the din is Farasia, I feel Mitzvah Kali, you're supposed to give your life up. Of course it's Pasha, you're supposed to give your life up. Not to embarrass someone in public.
There's
an isser to do this.
So
to avoid violating the isser, like any other mitzvah kala.
Didn't we see that some people say it's by asir?
Everyone says by lav. The question is, what about a mitzvah? Is it also a mitzvah, but for sure by lav? What's the question? So you're not going to. So one answer I just thought of right now it might be. Someone just spoke about a different issue. The different issue will explain. Well, I'm asking the question, but when I saw the issue, you'll see it in a second. So, one way out of it, maybe embarrassing someone in public is not a real Issur Deraisa. There's no Mefor Shakra, and therefore it's only Issur Derabanan. As we saw in the past, it might be a discussion whether Issur Derabanan are included in this mitzvah kala. Right? The Rashi said, Ifilu Minhag. So if you have to give your life up for a minhag, for sure for an Issur Derabanan. However, others, like the Rif, Tos, and Rambam, perhaps think it's only an Issur Deraisa you have to give your life up. Those are the definitions of Mitzvah Kala. So perhaps an Issur Derabanan, we not have to give your life up. That's one approach, maybe. You have to look into it whether it's really true. It's Issur Derabanan.
If anything, even if it was a Deraisa, for sure it wouldn't be a Mitzvah Losasa.
It wouldn't be on the list of Tariq Mitzvahs, but still might be considered an Issur Deraisa.
How?
You could have. I don't know, but it could be a Pikabala. I mean, like, I'm sorry we have for it. So that might be one approach. Another approach might be, if you know this, I'm going to be extremely impressed. I don't expect any of you to know this. I'm going to ask the question anyways. Are there any other definitions of public? In regards to which halacha? No, you're right in terms of three.
But also, no, there's a thing. With I forgot exactly what it was. But three takes for it to get around to people. It takes like a word gets around like, in front of people.
Right. Okay, that's interesting, but that's not real din of Rabim. That's just like a Metzius thing, perhaps. Anyone else? Comes a few. Okay, it comes in the beginning in Nida. Comes a few places in Nida. Comes up in Tilta. Comes up in Chulin.
Maybe six.
No, you're right about number three. Yeah, Robin. Yeah. Three and two, I thought.
Yeah.
That, I'm not sure that's Robin. That's more about Basin or Aiden that you need. Now, I don't think about Robin. I don't think so. So, the Binyan Sion, which is the Aruch Haner, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Ayin Bis. That's not Robin, that's Gimel. I'm saying, you're right, there's a Nedar Robin, but you don't define what Robin is. There's Halacha, comes up several places in Shas. That the number three is considered Robin regarding Tumo Yerushus HaRabim. He did Sota, maybe you know from Sota. So the different dinim when it comes to Rishis Rabim, Rishis Yochid, the din is as follows. If there's a Safik Tumah, let's say Safik whether or not you came in contact with something Tumah in Rishis Yochid, then the din is your Tumah. If the Safik happens in Rishis Rabim, then you're Tumah. How does one define Rishis Yochid, Rishis Rabim? So Gemara tells us, I think a Pi Halacha, I mean, in the Sur we have, Halacha Mosh Misinai, that three is the definition of Rabim when it comes to Tumah. So he says that's the din of Rabin when it comes to embarrassing a friend in public. Two other people, including himself. So, you know, the barrister, the embarrassed, and one other person, I guess. I'm not sure who he includes in it. What? It's not Tumah. Yeah, I'm not sure why I use it. He quotes Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim, who says this? What's the explanation? I'm not sure why he learns this. I'm not sure why, how you learn it from this point. Maybe because it can't be talking about for Hesia of 10 people, because we were, it applies to all halachas. So maybe that what drove him to say that. Not love the tumah in general, but
if you say it's literal, then you're not.
Yeah, so I really don't know. I guess when the word rabim is being used, you say what's the definition of rabim? So either it could be for Hesia, or it could be tumah. So
that's maybe that's what pushes everyone to say other people to say that it's not a Yargul Yavar.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I ain't gonna be addressed, but maybe because it's Rabim, so
it has to be a guy,
right? Because maybe that was driving them. Could be. And there's one final issue. I'm not going to really elaborate, but the Binyan Sion discussed this among others in the Behuda and the Yugas Moshe and the Chacham Sofer. It's a big topic of being menavel a mace. A mace, dead body. Say you go to medical school and you want to rip open the body. Is one able to be menavel a mace, or did it give his life up? It seems posh to many, the Achron, that one's allowed to. I mean, not one's allowed to, but maybe one does not have to give their life up to be menavel a mace. The Binyan Sion is against it. He says you have to give your life up in order to avoid being menavel in the mace. And he goes on to a whole discussion. What do you do about pre-med, someone who's in medical school?
Why is it being menavel?
Cutting open the body? That's not respectful.
You're not doing out of disrespect. It's not like, oh, I'm having fun. I'm cutting out all the extra parts. Like,
so we have to figure out what's considered respect. Is it because your own personal intentions or the dead body here is like being cut open? Is that respectful?
Let's say he gets permission.
A question, we can be mochel on that. Maybe yes, maybe not. So I'm not getting into those halachas of medical school and stuff, but it comes up from here. They talk about it a little bit, whether one is permitted or not. Now, I guess one last issue we'll do, not today, because tomorrow's Wednesday. Maybe tomorrow we'll do this issue. And it comes up in Gemara Sanhedrin and Gemara Bakama also. Is one person allowed to be made to himself? Could you save himself with Mamun Chavero? Let's say you're being chased down by someone else, could you use someone else's property to save yourself? Do you like take his rocks and throw at the guy and try to do whatever you know, or someone's chasing you, wind up someone's field, you light on fire to get the guy to, you know, chase him away from you, without to save yourself with someone else's money? And it comes up. Yeah, you know, we came up briefly. We discussed this, but we'll discuss it a little more at length tomorrow. And that will probably be the last sugya on Yargul Yavor. And then next week is our last week, because the 17th, so we have 4 shirim left. So you could request things. I could give on Karnan Pogimbo. I could give on whether a goy should shavas, a goy who keeps Shabbos is chayv misa, a goy that learns Torah is chayv misa. We have to do some of those things, unless you guys have other requests for the next few days and I have time to prepare. We could do that. Thursday, I'm giving shir on Gilgulim. So it should be a fun topic. He will.